Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, your coach, your teacher, Dave Sullivan. And normally I would have John Delorier from the new Peach State Roofing sitting next to me, but he is out selling roofs. He's out running his business, as he should be. He does this when he can, and we love it when he's here because he drops some great tips for us, what he's learning running his business. He's a master of automation, so I always learn a ton. So we miss him, but he'll be back next week. But today, we've got a great interview with Benny Fisher, the Big Fish. Big Fish Roofing out of Pittsburgh. And he's been on the show a number of times. You probably hear him speaking. He's all over social media. He's doing a lot of things. He has a podcast, his own podcast, which is great. Big Fish Cares, and he has been with Sales Transformation, helping them out with their sales programs, and now with Joseph Hughes at Contractor Dynamics. So I definitely want to hear more about that, see what Benny's up to these days. It's always quite an adventure. Before we get into that, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Ruby. Ruby Receptionist, they've been a sponsor for years on the show, and there's a reason for that. One is because they do a great job and work with a lot of our contractors. They're right in that niche, the same as we are, which is really focusing in on that contractor that's from startup to about $5 or $6 million in sales. And that's where we like to focus. And those are the people that really need the help. And this is where you start, is you answer your phone. I know too many contractors that just, they don't answer their phone. They sound like Chuck in a truck. So what Ruby does is they answer the phone remotely. They answer it with a professional, friendly voice. They take the information. They can pre-qualify your calls. We've got a whole process that we go through with them. And it allows you to get out and do the things that you should be doing, running your business. The same thing with people in your office. You can outsource this to Ruby and have them doing other things that are more important to get things done, so you're not wearing all the hats, you're not putting out fires all day, you're in control. So check out Ruby. They can really help you at get.ruby.com/theroofercoach. They've got some great inexpensive starter programs along with more elaborate programs, but they will really help you get your time back, get you more organized, and they'll tee that sale up. Don't let those calls go in the garbage can. I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. We're filling the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine you're a roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. All right. Well, let's get into our interview with Benny, the Big Fish. Benny Fisher, what is going on? How are you, man?
It's great to be back, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's been a while here. Back in, I just looked this up. It's July 2022, episode 283.
That's a lot of things have transpired. That's been about a year and a half, man. And that's right when I started to work on all the stuff outside of my roofing company, right? I think that's when I was getting into speaking at some industry events and going to more conferences. And I... I was deep into the podcast by then. I'm having a ball, man. It's been 18 months since I've been out of the day-to-day of my roofing company, and I couldn't be happier.
I'll bet. I was just telling you about getting a call from a client. I do not often, but I did a consulting job for a commercial project down here, and about 3,000 squares. This is the first time it's rained, so I get a call. I go, "What are you calling me for, man?" I didn't put the roof on, but it brought me right back there, you know, back to contracting. And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is
what like you're in a traumatic state." It's like you, it's like you go back, and it's like you can just feel the nerves go through your whole body. The blood pressure starts to boil.
Don't you love getting those calls, man? I mean,
it's not anymore.
Oh my God.
Not anymore. I mean, I got it down and not listen. And here's the thing. I love our homeowners. I love our customers. I love our people. I love the people. But I've learned, you know, like I've solved those problems before. And I feel like, you know, and if I don't get out of the way and let go of the vine, like somebody else needs to step up. Somebody else needs that good job, that good paying job at Big Fish. And that's if I'm still there, they can't have it. So guess what? I'm going to go out and help the industry. I'm going to go out and have some fun at conferences and events. I'm having a blast with the podcast. I really appreciate you giving me a vote of confidence. Before I got started, I remember you called me up and you gave me some wise words and told me I didn't need any fancy equipment. I probably have a little bit more fancy equipment than you do, but that's just because I'm one of these young kids that likes to buy toys. So
that's right. Hey, this is my professional studio. You know, I'm sitting here in one of a spare bedroom in my house, but it works. Well,
all that matters is the content. The content's what matters. It doesn't matter how you deliver it. It just matters that you get good content out there.
And here I've got Benny Fisher on my show. I mean, you're huge these days. You had Gary Vee. You had Dimitri on the other day.
that was really cool. So I mean, I've definitely been on a run.
I caught those here recently. So you're doing great, man. And that's what I want to get into a little bit, because that was about the time that you really stepped out of your business and started getting into speaking, helping others. I mean, you're a natural, so it's awesome. Bring us up to date, because you do have the podcast. I know you're doing a lot of speaking. We talked about the EOS that you're going to be speaking at coming up. So what's the latest? I mean, you love doing that, I assume. You're really good at it. The podcast is awesome. You're a real pro. So what's going on and what do you think?
So yeah, the podcast has been awesome. We ran about, I don't know, 76, 77 episodes in a row where I was releasing them every week. I got a little burnout from the every week, you know, trying to just get one out to get one out. I realized I was starting not to have a ton of fun. And I had to do like a little reset. And so this past summer, I got with the BennyFisher.com team, and which I have a media team and a podcast team. And I said, "Hey, we got to do something different." You know, we were doing similar to you. We were doing a lot of these podcasts on Zoom. We were using Riverside FM, but I was like, I need that in-person connection. And, you know, it's impossible for me to get high quality guests in Pittsburgh. And, you know, and so I wanted to do every other week, and I wanted to be more intentional. So we shoot about half of our podcasts now in Pittsburgh, you know, for some people in the community here, or for when people come in to visit me. But then because I'm traveling so much, if I plan ahead, you know, for instance, let's say I'm going to Chicago. And I might say, like, you know, hey, who's going to be a good podcast guest out in Chicago? And I might go rent a studio. We might bring the camera crew and just do it at their house or their office. And so we've been doing it like that. I went to Gary Vee's office. That was a dream come true, man. That's like for a guy like me that grew up kind of I started listening to Gary Vee when I turned 30. You know, he was big on Facebook, YouTube, and that's really how I got the courage, I guess, and the kind of like the marketing mind to start the Big Fish Contracting Company in 2015. And so it came full circle when I was able to get him on my podcast, but we filmed it in his office, that iconic New York City office. We were on the 26th floor. He VaynerMedia has the whole thing. And it was really a dream come true to be in a marketing office like that and then be sitting there present with Gary Vee. And it was just a cool conversation just like this. The energy was really mellow. It was good. It was kind of like a little, feather in my cap, I guess, if you will. And I just really want to show people what's possible, because, I don't know, 13 years ago, I wasn't in a good place in life. I can tell you that. And I didn't know anybody in Pittsburgh. I had just moved to Pittsburgh in 2010 from Ohio. and didn't know anybody. And then built, you know, in 2015, started building my company. And then today, you know, we're pretty well known, probably the most well-known roofer, residential roofer in Pittsburgh. But then to have Gary V give me that type of time and put that message out was awesome.
Well, it's all about taking that first step and pushing yourself to make it happen. I remember talking with you on the podcast. I heard you on Joe Hughes' podcast, Nail It. And you had mentioned that you were thinking about starting a podcast. And so I just got in touch with you and said, go for it, man. I mean, you'd be great at it. And the rest is history. So
thank you so much for that. Cause that's, it does take a little bit of pushing from some of your mentors and some of your peers and some of the people that you look up to. And I remember listening to your show. Cause I think your show was the only one that was around. I feel like when I was starting my roofing company, and guess what? Like now there's like 1,000 roofing podcasts, and my podcast has nothing to do with roofing. I might interview some people in the roofing community, but you know, it doesn't really have a ton to do with roofing. The Dimitri episode was probably the most we talked about the industry. And that's because he's such a character.
Well, mine came as soon as electricity came out, you know, I said, I'm going to jump on this thing. So, yeah, I've been doing it for a little while. And that's what I really enjoy about doing these shows. And the reason that I do it is because I'm curious. I've got a lot of questions. I want to learn. And I just love doing it, you know, and 350 episodes, you know, you talk about week after week, but you know, it's easy. I mean, we get on we haven't talked in quite a while, so we just get on, hit the button and catch up. So I love it. Let's talk about your business. Big Fish, about that time, you were growing your business. Things were going well, but you built the type of business that we're always talking about on the show, which is being able to step back, get out of the way. Like I always say, you know, is build a great team and then get the hell out of the way and let them do their job. You did this exceptionally well, and you were involved with the EOS. And I think that had a lot to do with your success, I believe is what you said. So tell us a little about that. How did you do it? How do our other contractors do it? Because obviously everybody's, oh, I'm wearing all the hats, you know, I'm working my ass off, I'm doing this and that. They can never make that happen. And if you're not able to do that, you have no value in your business. You've got a job. You've got to be able to remove yourself from the business, let it run, and let it run without you. And that's a business that has value. So how'd you do it?
Well, it was COVID, and I was still doing the majority of sales for my own roofing company, just like a lot of the listeners. And I was going through a divorce, and I remember when the attorney and the accountant looked at me and told me my business, you know, was not worth very much money. And I was like, I make more money than that in a year. He's like, yeah, that's the problem, though. You're the whole business, and if you get hit by a bus, your five people are going to leave, and you're going to have nothing. You have nothing. And I was like, wow. I'm sure my ex-wife didn't want to hear that, but, I made sure to take care of her, and I gave her a really good, valuation. But that's when I started to realize, I'm like, man, like I never really knew that before. Like I always heard you talk about it on the show, but like, you're not aware until you're aware. So that's the first step. You know, you need to have awareness of like, that's actually a thing. Like you don't just have a high paying job in your company. That you actually can go build a company, because being a business owner is so much different than just being a salesman or just a roofer, right? Because most of the people that start roofing businesses are either really good roofers or really good salespeople. Yep. It's like 98% of them. And the other 2% that are, you know, the 1% marketers and the 1% accountants, right? Mm-hmm. And that's about it. And so you have to be able to build a business, and it takes education. Yep. And not the kind of education that you have to go to school for, because you know, they don't teach you that, how to build businesses in school. And so, you know, you have to read a lot of books. You have to join a lot of masterminds. You have to listen to a lot of podcasts. You have to surround yourself with people of where you want to go, right? And what your goals are in life. And you have to be so persistent, and you have to be willing to do whatever it takes. And you also have to be willing to go a step back. Mm-hmm. When I started my EOS journey at the end of 2020, you know, I hired an implementer. It wasn't cheap. You know, I think I was, you know, back then, I think he was, you know, $6,500 a day. I think he charges me, you know, $8,000 a day now. When I start doing it, I'm probably going to charge $10,000 a day, because your time's important, right? You don't want to learn from someone in my opinion, that's, you know, willing to go out and, like, you know, just trade for wages. I mean, at the end of the day. So I invested a lot of money. And then I also had to invest in another high level leader, because, like, I knew, like, I couldn't do it by myself, because if I was going to create space for myself to learn and grow, and I was going to use that time to actually personally transform my life, not just professionally, but personally, so that way I could become a better leader, I got to pay someone else big money to help rerun my company. So I had to go out and find my integrator, right? Mm-hmm. And so I read that book, Rocket Fuel. It really changed my life. If you want to learn more about that, I did a podcast with EOS called the EOS Life Podcast. You can probably listen to that episode if you can find it. It was with Pam Kosenki. It was probably a half hour, 45 minute episode. And I go deeper into, like, all the different things that I did to kind of get where I'm at. But you have to really want it. And you have to know your why, you know? And for me, I knew my passion, my true calling, my purpose wasn't to be the CEO of a roofing company for the rest of my life, or even to be, like, you know, an operator of a roofing company the rest of my life. My mission has always been to help serve people wherever they're at and wherever they need it. I'm having a ball doing that with Joseph Hughes at Contractor Dynamics. We're teaching companies how to control their brand, how to create a marketing plan. Because it starts with that, because without that, a consistent lead generating machine, you'll never get out of your business, because you always be figuring out where to get leads at, right?
Well, let's talk about a couple of things that you mentioned, because there were some great points. You know, the vast majority of guys are going to end up just closing the doors. You know, there is no value to a business that relies on you. You've got to build value. So you've got to be able to remove yourself. And that means having the systems, the processes, the people in the right spots, and something of value. But the first thing that you mentioned about running a business, it doesn't matter if you're selling shoes or selling roofs, you're running a business, and you've got to get this out of your head. It's all about roofing. Well, no, it's all about running a business, a successful business. And you've got to understand how that business works. Not that complicated, but you've got to understand the basics. Like you said, you don't have to go to school for this, but you do have to understand that you've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And that three-legged stool has to be solid. And you have to understand each of those. And unfortunately, most contractors don't spend the time, have the interest to get the education when it comes to the numbers. And this is where things really fall apart. You know, you talked about having an integrator, because I think you and I are the same, where, you know, we're the visionaries. I've got all these great ideas floating around in my head, but they don't mean squat if you can't implement them and make them happen. So on the EOS, I'm familiar with it, and you're right. I'm just jealous, because I don't charge $10,000 a day, but if I had that certification, I'd be able to do it. But we do a similar thing, and it really just comes down to that business planning of having a plan about what you're going to do. And it does start with that why, is really understanding the why. Why are you doing this? Because a lot of guys shouldn't be in this business. They should be out selling for somebody else and making a ton of money and not having the headaches. So,
well, that's a hot take right there. Because, yeah, say it again. Say it again, Dave. I want you to say it loud for the people in the back that have their nail gun going right now. Say it again.
Well, the majority of contractors should not be in business. Okay. I think a lot of them, they saw their boss driving the Mercedes and go, man, this guy just sits on his ass. He doesn't do squat. I can go do that because I know how to roof. I can put this stuff on, or I can go sell roofs. Doesn't look that difficult. And then here you are, and this is why 95% of contractors go out of business.
Now, well, the other half of us had to go there because we weren't hireable anywhere else. And we got fired from every job. Maybe we struggled with drug addiction. Maybe we were down and out. And so, like, you're right. There's not too many people that wake up one day, the smart guys, and say, you know what? I'm going to go out and start a roofing company today, because it's kind of a painful business because it's really hard. But then there's guys like me that look like they're having a blast doing it, and we make it look like we're having a lot of fun, and we're making a lot of money, and we got a lot of cool stuff. And so then you're right. And then you get other people to follow, and they're like, oh, yeah, Benny can do that. I can. Well, yeah, you didn't see what was behind the curtains of what Benny actually had to do to make that happen. And it's kind of like sausage, right? Everybody wants to eat the sausage sandwich. Nobody wants to see how it's made.
See that being made. You know, you worked your ass off to become an overnight success. So we got that going. You're able to do the things that you want to do now. That's what's so important. It's coming up with a plan, whether it's EOS, whether it's getting somebody that can help you, whether it's coaching, you know, listening to podcasts, listening to YouTube, you know, watching YouTube. There's a lot of education out there. You just have to go out and search it, and you got to want it, and you've got to have that curiosity to learn. Let's talk about what you're doing with Joe Hughes and the masterminds and so forth, because I know that you're spending a lot of time there. Actually, I had a couple of our guys that I sent over to the class at Contractor Dynamics, and they actually said you were one of their coaches, and they loved it. So there you go. Let's talk about marketing. Things are slowing down. Our contractors that are talking about, man, it just like hit a wall here.
Oh yeah, it's bad out there.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's a bloodbath, and I mean that's not just that. That's two reasons, you know, especially for us in the Northeast. You know, that's weather based and holiday based, and then it's also economy based. And what we're seeing is because I get to spend time with, you know, 100 contractors a month. You know, I get this data from all over the country, so you're not alone out there if you're struggling to get leads. My leads are down 20%, and so I feel like I'm pretty good at this. I started my company with brand in mind. The reason I ended up partnering with Joseph Hughes is because when I started to learn about marketing, I had to spray and pray. I had to try a bunch of stuff. I had to shoot from my hip. You know, I would listen to Gary Vee on podcasts and on social media clips, and you know, I'd try to go implement some of the stuff, and then I just wanted to throw money at the problem. Yep. So then I'd hire a marketing agency and they wouldn't know what to do. And then I would get frustrated because my stuff would look all the same as all the other roofing companies, and then I'd have to fire them. And then I'd have to call Home Advisor and Angie's List, and I'd try to buy leads off there, but then I couldn't call them back fast enough because I was with other customers and I was spending way too much money doing that. And I probably spent $1 million in what I call bad, ineffective marketing. Yep. But I will tell you that the lessons that I learned helped me become even a better marketer and a better brand builder through, you know, from 2015 to 2000, let's just say 22, and I exited the day to day. So when I met Joseph Hughes at an industry event a couple of years ago, we were talking and I was getting all excited because I was telling him about my EOS and he saw the culture because he was with some of my salespeople. And he's like, man, I said, can I visit Pittsburgh? And he's like, I said, yeah, come on, man. We'd love for you to come and teach a little class on social media. And I'll show you how we do the culture and the company around here. And he's like, man, my clients need, we help them with marketing, but they need so much help with sales and operations and finance and leadership and EOS. He's like, how did you learn all this? I said, it's because I joined other groups. You know, me and you talk about our buddy Ryan, you know, Groth, and I remember joining Sales Transformation Group and being in these communities, these small groups of communities with other contractors, and forget about the actual training that you're learning, whether it's sales training, operations training, finance training, doesn't matter, marketing training. When you're surrounded with other like-minded individuals that are trying to do the same thing that you do, that have a different experience and that you can share those experiences, you can collectively learn at a higher rate of speed and be more efficient and actually feel like you have a buddy in this thing called life, because right, being an entrepreneur is pretty lonely. So Joe asked me to start hosting these like little small groups. And so we basically do a 2-hour session, and I don't like to call myself a coach. I'm more like a facilitator and kind of like the leader of the pack. And I not leader in revenue or profit or just because I'm a big guy, just, I kind of like make sure that everyone shows up to the call. I kind of moderating the call because, you know, sometimes, you know, imagine 6 guys like me and you, Dave, with nobody to get a word in edgewise. So I kind of have to kind of police it a little bit. But we spend 2 hours a month together, and we just share best practices, and we share wins, and we talk about our pains and our struggles. And it's not just all business. Sometimes it's personal things that come up in our life, and we need to figure out how to handle that. So Joe's program, the Platinum program, which they train, you know, the marketing manager, they sit with like Elizabeth and Sydney and the girls, the training team at Contractor Dynamics, and they do a lot more one-on-ones and detail, deep dive in the micro marketing, like how to do Facebook ads and Google ads and how to create a marketing plan and how to hold your vendors accountable, all that like stuff that I'm not really the best at, of like, you know, holding people accountable.
Let me jump in here for just a sec.
Yeah,
sorry, but you know, what you said about spending all this money, and this is what I see all the time, is that contractors want to throw money at these things, okay? And they can't understand why they keep getting burned by marketing companies, SEO companies, because they said, hey, I gave these guys a ton of money. Well, as you know, it doesn't work that way. And this is what I like about Contractor Dynamics, is because it's a teaching platform where they'll teach you how to do it. And whether you do it or not, you have to learn the basics. You got to stop throwing money at these things and just stepping back and letting it go.
I want to give your audience some, like, I want to give them some tangible takeaways, right? Like, they can listen to me and you all day. Well, I got some key takeaways that I think that they can really go back and I just want them to understand, because if my goal in life is to help every entrepreneur to understand marketing just 1% more after they've left a session with me. And like the first thing I always want to tell everybody is that you're the general contractor of your marketing, right? You're the one that's managing the content, the videos, the website, the postcards, the yard signs, the Facebook, the Google, right? So just like in a roofing company where you're managing the crews and the salespeople and the customers, you have to be the general marketing of your marketing, or the general marketing of your, hold on, the general contractor right. of your marketing department. Does that make sense, Dave?
That it totally does.
The other thing is like the most successful companies have internal systems, okay, for like brand building and marketing. A lot of guys, and like me, I mean, for the first 4 or 5 years, I was winging it. I was getting off on my personality and my ability to create action and be able to like make things happen, right? Well, I'm only one person. And so once I realized that like I needed to include more people, the wheels started to fall off because we didn't have internal systems for like brand building and marketing. And there's some things that I really recommend that you do in-house yourself, which a lot of you guys don't want to hear right now because you're busy swinging a hammer out knocking doors and it's you don't have enough time. That's why you want to throw money at it. But someone needs to wake up every day and think about this. So the stuff that you can do in-house is like your vision for your company, like what you want your brand to look like, your macro marketing strategy, right? Like your budget, right? Let's think about budget. And we say that, you know, anywhere between 4 to 6% is probably a decent budget to get started with.
Say that again, because contractors, for the most part, smaller guys do not spend enough money. I use the number 5% of,
yeah.
You know, you've got.
I'm at four, but like, it's because, you know, I've really dialed it in. Five is, yeah, listen, it's all, and if you want to go into growth mode and step on the gas and spend 10%, the only time that you can do that is when your sales and operations and your finance department are so optimized, because you don't want to be wasting that money that you're spending on marketing. Because if you can't close the deals, yep. And if you can't produce the deals, like that's why you have to control your marketing. And that's why I like to tell everybody, you know, 5% is a great number. So that's your budget, right? The other things that you can do in-house, all your social media, all your content should come from you. It shouldn't come from some other company. Now, if you want to give another company, like an agency, your content so they can post it for you, great. But don't let them put up those cookie cutter graphics. You know, the guys that we've always seen, it's got the, you know, you can see 10 websites. They all have the same stuff. Your Google profile, you want to do that in-house. You want to do your Google LSA in-house. You want to create like your CRM. You want to be able to have a, keep track of all the leads in your CRM. And then the things that you want to do outside, like outsource, like your website, like you shouldn't, unless you like grew up coding and stuff like that, you know, you should hire someone to do your website. You should hire someone to do your Google ads. You should hire someone to do direct mail from you. You should not be sitting there and trying to send out 1,000 postcards every month, you know, unless you have 15 kids that need a job. You should be outsourcing your SEO, I think. You know, you could do the demon thing, and that's cool, but it's very time consuming. And I do believe that you have to I just don't see most guys actually sitting still long enough to do it. His program is great though, by the way. I had a great conversation with him, but
because it just gives you the basic understanding, but yeah, you do not want to do it. You're right. But you want to keep from getting burned by these SEO companies.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's why I like that. Are you familiar with like Tim Brown and the Hook Agency?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love those guys. Now, they're a little bit pricier.
I love Tim. I just, he's on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're the best. And the other thing that you should outsource is like your graphic design, right? Your video editing. Like you can learn how to do video editing yourself, but like at the end of the day, there's people on Fiverr that'll do it. There's kids in your neighborhood that'll do it. And so those are a couple of things that you want to outsource. You also want to make sure that you know how to work with an agency, right? So you want to make sure you know your big picture, your brand goals. You want to make sure you have clear reporting. You want to make sure there's a consistent feedback loop. Most of us owners, we're too ADHD to sit in our weekly marketing meeting with our vendor, and then we wonder why we're not getting results. Well, we don't show up to our own meetings, and we're paying these guys thousands of dollars, and we don't show up to the meeting. So you got to make sure you have ownership of this stuff. You have to have access to all your usernames and passwords. You want to make sure you can control your messaging, right? And the other thing that you want to do in your company, another thing that I always want to tell people is you can't win without communication and accountability. And this is why I love EOS, right? Because they teach you how to do an annual planning meeting, right? Where you take 2 days, we're going to do ours here in January, and we're going to get real still with the leadership team and say, where do we want to take this company over the next 10 years, 3 years, and 1 year? And then what are we going to do over the next 90 days, right? Have those quarterly meetings to make sure you're staying on track. Have weekly meetings with weekly data to keep on track of that. Because as soon as you let your eye off the ball with the data, and then you wake up one day and then your accountant told you lost money, and like, it's too late by then. It's too late. You can't fix anything. You can't make adjustments, right? It's kind of like watching a football game and not paying attention to the score till the 2 minute warning. Right. I mean, it's just, that's not good enough, right? So that's why the scoreboard's real big. And then you want to make sure that you put time in your calendar every day to spend time on marketing. There should be somebody waking up in your company that is obsessed with how they're going to get the next lead. Because if they're not, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get leads. And so you want to make sure you can be able to track that. The other thing is you can't, like you said, Dave, you can't pay your way out of marketing. So there's a space-time continuum, right? Like you have time and money. But at first, you really got to put the time in. I don't care if you have $1 billion. Like if you gave a bad roofer $1 billion, they're going to blow it. They're not going to know what to do with all the money. So there's no substitute for learning about these things, at least to a level to where like you can at least talk to someone else and then pay them to do it. But at least you know you're not getting screwed, right? And then the other thing is you want to be omnipresent. It's like where you're everywhere, right? Like you told me that on the beginning of the call. He's like, I see you everywhere. So Dave sees me on LinkedIn. He sees me on Facebook. He sees me on Instagram, that's being social media omnipresent. But in your local market, you want all your trucks wrapped, right? You want yard signs going up. You know, if you want to make sure that if a customer says, man, I see that guy everywhere. And so when they're ready to make a decision on buying a roof, because here's the deal. Only 3% of your market's actually ready to buy a roof this year. The other 97% are the people that I love marketing to. Because most of your competition, they're trying to go after the 3. Guess what I want to do? Well, they're all worried about the 3 out of 100. I'm over here dealing with the 97, buttering them up, building a great brand, showing them I'm a great person, showing up in the community, doing a great job. And then guess what? When they move over into that 3 and they type in Big Fish or they think about roofing, they're like, oh yeah, Big Fish, big black and yellow vans running around Pittsburgh. That's what I want. I don't need to put cheesy ads up saying buy a roof now and I'll save you $2,000 because I'm desperate. Because some of you guys listening right now, that's the only way you know how to market is throw up a billboard, put a coupon up, and then call it a day. And I understand that because that used to be me. And so you got to also meet the market where they are, because at the end of the day, your competitors aren't doing it. And so you do have a lot of opportunity still. I mean, I've been in different markets and over across this industry now traveling and meeting other roofing companies, there's still so much opportunity to become the top 3 roofer in your area. So believe that or not, like you would think by now everybody figured it out, but there are still chucking the trucks out there. There are still ABC roofings of the world, XYZ roofings of the world, that aren't really that famous in their own, that's why we call it 5 mile famous, because you want to be famous in your 5 mile little area. And then when you get famous in your 5 mile area, get famous in your 25 mile area. But some of you guys are driving across town 2 hours to a job. You're doing a job over here. You're doing a job over there. And if you live in a rural community, it's a little different. But some of you guys, when you live in these big major metropolitan areas, you're just going anywhere for money. And I understand that. And that's tempting, right? But if you just stay settled down into one community and work that community so hard and hit all the doors and make sure the trucks are going around in circles, because when you take that swarm, people are just automatically going to assume that you're bigger than you already are. So, that's
the low hanging fruit that we talk about, we covered this last week because John is rebranding his business.
What's he going to call it?
It is Peach State Roofing now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is he in Savannah?
Yeah, he's in Savannah and Athens, Georgia. Delorier, how do you spell that? What is that? Yeah, nobody can remember. So he's investing the money into doing that. You know, we talk about why branding is so important, because here's that 5-7% ad spend that if you build that brand, you can reduce that because people know who you are. And as you say, you're everywhere. You've got the wrap trucks. You've got your yard signs. You've got your postcards going out. Elizabeth was on the other day from Contractor Dynamics, and we talked about that 5 Mile Famous. And I think that's awesome what you guys have, but so important to start with that. Do you want to add anything to the 5 Mile Famous so everybody understands what it is?
Yeah, the only thing I want to add is a lot of you, when you guys think about starting to market your business, because you guys are all good salespeople and you're roofers, and you know, roofers like to go fast, they have to get the roof on and off. Sales guys like to close as many deals as possible. So in marketing, it's like you want to go fast. But here's the thing. So you want to go right for like, hey, I want to post content. I want to like distribute. Really, that's only step three and the five steps to becoming 5 Mile Famous. The first step is clarity, right? Making sure that you understand your vision, your ideal clients, and your ideal projects. Step two is creating value through content, right? Telling stories, right? So build your storylines. And then the third part is distribution. That's when you can finally start to distribute your ads and your marketing message, because some of you start just doing this marketing and you do that marketing and you just change your mind when you like change your underwear, and it's just not really that congruent, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. And then after you start running ads and after you start, you got to track it, and the only reason you want to track it is so you can optimize it. So you can tweak and adjust. It's like, think about what's the symphony guy called? The choir director or the maestro? You're the maestro. And okay. And all these different avenues of marketing are like, you know, you got trumpets and you got the bass and you got the piano and you got the bells and you got the trombone. That's like Google and Facebook and yard signs and postcards. And you just want to be like the maestro, and you want to get, oh, I need a little bit more Google ads today. Oh, I need a little bit more Facebook today. Right. And you don't want to just stop and not play anything. And so you have to kind of keep everything kind of going and analyze and adjust it. And then guess what? That's when you can start to sell, right? That's when you can put in the pro line follow-up system, right? You find
what works and what doesn't. And you can nurture more of the stuff that works and stop doing the stuff that doesn't. But also, you've got to be consistent and you've got to stick with it. And that's why what you're saying about having clarity about what it is that you want to do, that ideal customer, who are you marketing to, really dialing that in and making a commitment that, okay, I'm going to spend that 5%, say, but I'm going to spend it over time. I'm going to commit to doing these things and tweak them as we go. But, you know, it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to do some direct mail. Ah, that doesn't work. Okay, I'm going to do, PPC. Ah, that doesn't work. Let's try this. Let's try that.
Consistency. Consistency is key.
Yep.
And so what we've done, you know, in the Platinum program at Contractor Dynamics, where you get your marketing coach, where you get the one-on-one, the group calls with the girls, and then you get my two-hour program every month. That's not for everybody. We really suggest that you have a marketing manager in place. But I know a lot of you guys listening are probably thinking, like, how do I even get to have a marketing manager? Because, like, that seems like far off, right? Because, you know, you're going to have to pay someone $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, depending on your market, to be able to do that. And we've found that most owners that sign up for our program, I mean, there's some that are successful because they're disciplined, but most, if they buy the Platinum program, they sometimes struggle showing up to meetings on time, and they start, and it's like, they're just, again, here they are signing up for things and wasting money that they can't capture. And because we are just teaching you, we are not doing it for you. We are educating you. It's kind of like getting your MBA and roofing marketing, if you will, because we only talk to the roofers. We don't, your Contractor Dynamics, Joe doesn't deal with anybody but roofers. So we started a new program because we had so many people say, hey, how do I get a little bit more Benny and Joe? How do I get to be around some of these other contractors that they brought in the community? And so we started a thing called the Arena Mastermind. And me and Joe have been to 100 different masterminds through the years, learning and growing. There's a lot of them that are good, but there's a lot of them that suck, right? And we wanted to create the world's best contracting mastermind. So, and we did that. And it's called the Arena Mastermind. It's a very low ticket. It's low obligation. You know, it's weekly. It's for 1 hour. We do a Zoom call. We have expert value. We have expert speakers on. Like we had Chuck Tokey. I don't know if you know Chuck Tokey from Top Rep, the sales guy. He was on last week. We're gonna have Chris Scoville on next week. Joe's doing a class tomorrow. While we were at the Roofing Process Conference, at Dimitri's conference, you know, we were at the trade show, so we couldn't even be on. We had two of our more top contractors put on the program. We had a combined revenue of $100 million leading these guys. And there's guys all the way from like $1 million all the way to $100 million in our arena mastermind. And so that's a lot of fun. We did a live meetup. So at Roofing Process, we invited all the clients and we all went to Del Frisco's and we had a big networking dinner. They brought a bunch of steaks and wine and we had a great time of fellowship and connecting. And to me, that's what I love the most. You know what I mean? Like that to me is the best part because like you said, it's a lonely road, man. That's why you do the podcast.
That's why I do the podcast. It gives me a chance to talk to somebody. Otherwise I'd be sitting there talking to my dog all day. You know, it's all I got. So, but you're right about the masterminds. Those are great. We do them, putting those guys together. And it's just really interesting that when we get a conversation going, hey, I'm having this problem. You guys get together and talk about it. They can help you solve it because some of us have expertise in some area and others not so much. But let's talk about some takeaways that these guys can go away with. And I think the number one problem is exactly what you're talking about. You can lead a horse to water, man, but you can't make him drink. We can do all of these things, but you've got to be committed to doing it. You've got to show up and you've got to implement. And it's hard. It's really freaking hard to do these things and to be successful and to commit to doing that. You know, and we can do all the coaching we want, but hey, if you're not going to show up, if you're not going to do the work, and that's really what it is you've got to do the work. It's tough. Get in there and make things happen. It's just, otherwise, like so many contractors just going around in circles, you're never going to make any progress or get anywhere.
So true. I started a fitness thing because, you know, that's one thing I've always struggled with. I've always been really good over the last 3 or 4 years with my mind and getting my emotional intelligence in really good working order, my mental health. And so now it's time to start working on my physical health. And so I actually tasked a couple of the men in the group and I said, hey, I need you guys to help me hold accountable to my fitness. And so I've been at the gym 22 days in a row now. And we have a group chat, right? And I just put it in there every time I go because I do not want – I know I'll lie, cheat, and steal for myself, just like a lot of us will. Mm-hmm. But when we tell another buddy, right, sometimes our pride or our ego gets in the way, which is actually the best part about pride, right, is like I'm going to tell Joe that, hey, I'm doing this because I don't want to look bad, right? And so we're helping each other hold ourselves accountable. We all have different superpowers. You know, there's guys in the group – I just met this young guy. He's a, just started out, $1 million, $2 million roofer. And he's actually going to teach a class on calendar management because he is not your average roofing guy. He just got into this not too long ago. And he actually picked to get into this business and he's a machine. And he is probably going to be one of the fastest growing roofing guys. And, but yeah, so he's got a little superpower of that. Listen, we talk a lot about being a good dad and being a husband. And also, by the way,
congratulations, by the way, I wanted to start with that.
Yeah. A 14 month old baby. Since the last time I talked to you, like I got a baby. Yeah. And we talk about guys a lot. I want to let everybody know too, that we have a couple women that are owners in our mastermind. And so I get used to talking about he and his and guys. I want to let all the women know that they're welcome too. And we have a lot of women that are coming into this space and we welcome that too. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. We've got a number of groups. It's called the Roofer Mastermind and we've got a pretty similar, you know, where we're facilitating. We've got a cap it at 10 people, 10 contractors, same kind of business, close to the same kind of sales and so forth. So they're sharing the same journey. But being able to have somebody to talk to along the way, and also what you mentioned about the accountability, having an accountability partner, like if you're talking about at the gym, I mean, it's tough. Look at me. I mean, I have a hard time getting down there.
So. Dave, you should get into the group, man. We can do it together.
Well, that's that accountability partner or coach or somebody that's going to hold your feet to the fire. And that's what these masterminds can do. And this is why you want to always have support groups to get you through it. It makes it so much easier. Benny, I know you've got to run here, but I got a couple of things real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a little bit of time.
I want to know how you guys got 770 Google reviews and running a 4.9 rating, how you do it, if you've got a system, a process that you use every time. But that's a lot of freaking reviews. How'd you do it?
A lot of hard work, a lot of intentionality, and that was my goal from day one when I started the roofing company. I didn't really care about money. I never had any money when I started my company anyway. So the one thing I had was a reputation, and I was very, very proud because I wanted to be the number one customer service company in Pittsburgh. And I can say that we are, and we've actually set the bar. How we do it, man, that's a whole other podcast. First of all, it implements it that day of job, right? So like actually the production, right? So, you know, making sure you check in with the homeowner, knocking on the door, making sure you review the scope of work before you start tearing off anything, make sure the right colors are all good. Make sure, you have a communication method set up for like how you want to contact them during the day, whether it's, you know, by phone, text, email, then check in with the crew, right? Cause a lot of times these crews, they come and they just do whatever. And so you need to check in and have that same conversation with the crew that you just had with the customer. Check in with the crew and the customer continuously throughout the day, solve all problems and make sure you put out all fires. Make sure basically the customer doesn't know who's making the sausage. It's basically what you want to do is not, you want to create a curtain, like an invisible curtain, right? So keep that customer inside, put them at work. You know, and if they're out in front of the lawn, make sure you're talking to them the whole time and standing in front of them because you don't want them to see Vietnam going on in their yard. And so part of that's just optics, right? And knowing how to set expectations with customers. It's a lot of sales experience is what I think is I was able to do this pretty well. And then, you know, you want to be able to incorporate that five-star mentality into your sales process. And so you want to start priming the pump before the customer even buys, letting them know about the five-star experience. Because when we walk around at the end of the job, Mr. Customer, I want you to be able to give me a five-star experience. And then we talk about the five-star experience all the time. And then guess what? We put it in our marketing message, right? And then it's full circle because when the review actually happens, it adds to the stack, right? We started to do it a baseball home run contest because we got so many. We're up, you know, I think Barry Bonds, I don't know. I think maybe we just hit Barry Bonds. And once we get past a certain number, we're not even going to have any baseball guys to chase because I think we got to hit all the home run leaders. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It takes a lot of intentionality. You got to really care. We also write a lot of checks. You know, when we screw something up, man, we just take care of it. Yeah. We just own it. And one of our core values is do the right thing and serve others and exceed expectations. And like, we just own it. And I pay for that. But brand costs money. And if you want to build a brand, it's hard to really build the best brand and also build the biggest profit biggest profit too. And so this is where I disagree with some people in the industry about, you know, oh, it's all about profit, profit, profit. Well, sure, I guess if you're trying to flip it and sell it, if you're trying to build a brand, it's like, I want to invest in the people and my customers, right? And there's profit left over, great. We definitely need profit to be healthy in the business. And that's a good metric, but at the end of the day, it's not the end all be all, because that better reputation will buy you another year of more leads and more opportunity to be able to fix things and get things right. Because without that reputation, you're not going to have anything to fix anyway.
Mm-hmm. You hit the nail on the head where you're talking about your process for getting this and this, for getting these reviews. And it's exactly the way that we talk about it, which is, at the beginning, at the sale, is when you plant the seed. Say, hey, Mrs. Jones, as you know, our business is built on reputation and reviews from fine folks like yourself. So we know that if we don't provide you a five-star experience throughout that job, we're not going to be able to get that review from you. Our goal is to get that five-star review. That's what we want. But the only way we're going to do that is by providing this great experience. Does that sound like a good starting point? Well, you've got agreement, so you've already planted that seed. Now you go through that whole process at the end of the job, however you do that. Hey, Mrs. Jones, remember we were talking about that review, and I just want to make sure that I gave you that five-star experience. Would you mind giving us the review? And you've got to make it easy, simple, easy, and you've got to do it every time. Process.
I got one more hack that you can say. Say if at any time during your five-star experience that you feel like this dropped to a four-star, I want you to call or text me right away. Here's my number. Okay. And then the salesman, make sure that they tell them that. And if you have someone in operations, project manager, they tell them that. Because I want to know as soon as it goes from 5 to 4. I don't want to know when it goes to 1. It's too late. It's too late when it goes to 1. But when it goes to 4, first of all, as soon as you say that, most people take off all the they defuse themselves automatically because they already assume that you're going to do everything amazing. Because like, why would you even tell me that? So automatically, there you're priming them. It's kind of like a subliminal message to say that like, hey, like we're here, we care. And we're not just talking about it. So you really have to find different ways to go to kind of like get that message across, because everyone's going to go out nowadays and say, oh, you know, what's the difference between a company that's got 300 five-star reviews and 800 five-star reviews? I don't know. You know, I guess 500 reviews. But like pretty soon reviews are going to be a commodity because like, you know, because of guys like us starting that trend, there's a lot of guys that are following. And it's great for the industry. Don't get me wrong. I am so happy. When I got in the business in 2015, there wasn't nobody that cared about reviews. Not one. There was like 30 reviews. That was the top guy in Pittsburgh, I remember, in 2015. And I'm pretty sure that we're the market leader. And, you know, there's even guys like, you know, like Aaron Christie over at Indie Roof, man. I got like 1,500 reviews. These guys that are actually doing high volume and got great customer service, man, those are the guys I look up to because, you know, I'm just a guy like I want to keep it small, kind of keep it, you know, brandy, keep it like boutique-y. I really do. I admire those guys that can give massive reviews and have massive sales numbers because that is, that's tough.
Benny, this is awesome, man. I could talk all afternoon. We'll have to get together one of these days.
Why don't you come to one of our workshops? Phoenix. What about Phoenix? Would you be interested in coming to Phoenix?
I'm in Phoenix all the time.
All right. Yeah, we're going to do a thing in Phoenix because I would love to even you get up and talk for like 15 or 20 minutes, man, and impart some of your wisdom on because that's the one thing about us. You know, Contractor Dynamics is not just virtual. We do these in-person workshops. We have these conference meetups. We have Joe had a contractor barbecue at his house. You know, so part of being in our group, it's like, you know, we really want to get that in-person connection going a little bit more because, yeah, like I need to meet Dave Sullivan in person. I'm going to put that on my bucket list.
Benny, how do we get in touch with you? How do our listeners get
super involved? Super simple. BennyFisher.com, BennyFisher.com. You'll be able to go to the podcast. You'll be able to go to the arena, the mastermind from there. You'll be able to get a hold of me if you want to get a hold of me. Follow me on all my socials. And I also have a media team. So if you ever need content done for your roofing company, you can always contact me for that too, because we love traveling and we're always usually bouncing around the country somewhere. So
you got a lot of stuff going on. Also, what's the name of your podcast?
The Big Fish Cares Podcast. And we're on all podcast platforms. Again, if you just go to BennyFisher.com, you'll see podcasts, click on that. And then you could easily follow that too. So
great seeing you, man. And thanks so much. Dropped some great wisdom for our listeners and we will talk to you soon.
That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my new guide, go to my website at theroofershow.com, where you can grab it for free or click on the link in the show notes below. And as always, thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. We'll see you next time on The Roofer Show.